Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are, for some, starting for others, as we are. The fight against truth decay continues on the DJV program with Her Excellency Jennifer Horn and Her Eminence Victoria Keelan and me. I don't have any titles. Should I have a title, ladies? What should
court
be
jester?
Court jester. Thank you very much. The Duckster here. I would have put that with Kamala Harris, actually, but that's only me probably in that department. The Swedes are a interesting people. They have done a crappy job when it came to the virus. So what's going on? We have, weren't they number
actually,
four
they
on
haven't.
The list?
This is
I thought they had
really
done a lousy job. Or somebody
no,
yeah,
this is,
has done a lousy
this
job.
This is what's really actually kind of interesting. And just, you know, not everybody's situation is the same, but I think countries who have been successful, we should kind of look and see what they're doing. And so after months of getting condemned for not locking down the country, they never did a lockdown,
yeah.
Their COVID deaths have actually dropped to near zero, according to reports. Sweden never shut down the schools. They never shut down the economy. They never restricted anybody as far as, like, individual freedoms go, at least not nearly to the degree seen that in the United States and for much of Europe. And the debate, of course, is swirling about whether or not that was a good idea, but new data suggests that this approach of not locking down anything actually paid off in the long run. The country of Sweden has 10 million people, which is relatively small when you compare them, obviously, to a country our size. But 10 million people, they had a total of 82,972 infections and 5,766 deaths. Now, unlike many nations, they never shut down anything. And they are now at a level where they're almost at zero. They have a steep decline.
So what's the proponent? What do we get? Is that
well,
we should
daily deaths,
down?
this is just it. Daily deaths fell to the low 30s in mid-June. They've been in the single digits since July 20th. And the leaders of Sweden have faced, like, all of this criticism from around the world about what a terrible job they're doing. But although they never had a stay-at-home order, they're seeing this on the decline. And an epidemiologist for Sweden, Anders Tegnell, explained that Sweden started from the understanding that COVID is not a disease that can be stopped or eradicated until a working vaccine is produced, and that widespread lockdowns would be incompatible with Swedish laws, which are based on voluntary measures or individual responsibility.
Individual freedoms,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, and this is kind of the thing that, I mean, just going through this personally, I really was doing everything that they said to do. As much as I hate the masks, and I honestly don't know that they work, and I'm actually less convinced today that the masks work, I was wearing mine because I thought it was the polite thing to do. I thought it was the respectful thing to do to make people feel better around me, and I guess maybe in some ways make myself feel better, like I was doing something or could take some action. I wore the mask. I socially distanced from people, and I still ended up getting this. So I think if we shift away a little bit, I mean, obviously, we should think about individual responsibility, certainly. And I think the distancing is actually even more important than the masking, because I think people in tight spaces are really kind of passing this around, probably. It's very yeah. contagious. And I've seen that in my own life. I mean, you know, everybody
so
around me had it. But maybe if we implement some sort of social distancing with what's going on right now and reopen some things, I don't know that you're going to shut the numbers down is the point. Certainly Sweden felt that they couldn't, so they kept everything open, and now they're actually seeing what could be a bit of herd immunity actually building up in their country because their death rate has really, really dropped significantly.
All right, so let's apply this to one segment of society. That is public school, the public school system. Let's take a couple of examples let's start with New York, because they're going to send 700,000 of their young people to school. They're prepared, they say. Blasio says 75% of the students opted to return to class. So it's been voluntary. See, I wonder about that. It's maybe much more lax now. I remember when I was teaching school, I remember when I was in school, how attendance was taken in every class and every day, and you were supposed to be there or there were consequences. Now, apparently that's not there. You go to school if you want to, and if you don't want to go to school, you don't have to go. In some districts, I don't get that, but at any rate,
well, there are benchmarks that you have to meet at home if you're doing homeschooling.
Yeah, well, I'm not even talking about homeschooling. I'm talking about just skip school, truants. But at any rate, then there are some people who say, I'm not going to go to school. I don't want to be subjected to all of this. And so there are some cities, some places that are trying to get this vaccine going so they can at least give it to youngsters. Kids need to be in, I don't know, in school, whatever, how we define school, but there needs to be something going on with a child that's maturing so that his body and his mind is going to be developing. Right now, I don't see
either of that. Right now, they're babysitting with devices.
Right, exactly. They're not doing either. They're not developing their minds and they're not developing their bodies, which is a huge problem for the next generation. So whether New York's got it right or not, in my hometown, they're going to start by being at home. The graduation, they're still worried about having graduations. Last spring's graduation class here is going to be students only because the Board of Health guy, who's kind of a clown here, it's all about the rules. And they don't have any expansive thinking. I think you got to look at this thing on an individual basis and figure what is it that fits here. The schools that opened in northern Georgia, there were 800 students that have now been told to quarantine. See, this is how you balance what Jennifer just said. Well, this is how it's working there. And these are people who are trying to get the job done over here. And yet their experience down in Cherokee County in Georgia, which is 44 miles north of Atlanta, a second grader tested positive for the virus, and then everything exploded. 826 students in the school are now quarantined. Is that intelligent? In this school district, which has 42,000 students in it and a bunch of different communities, there are 40 cases in their 19 elementary schools.
I guess the reason why I think this is not sustainable.
Is that enough to send everybody home?
I just don't think it's sustainable to keep everybody
home
and just shut everything down because I think you're doing almost more damage than if you were just asking people to be responsible. And here's the thing. The thing is that we're all waiting for this vaccine, and I've said it here a million times. I'm just not confident that a vaccine is going to work, especially the first few times around. This virus is mutating. There's, from what I understand, 4 to 6 different strains that are active in this virus right now. I believe that's probably the reason why I had a mild case. I believe my parents had a moderate case of coronavirus, and I think we probably are lucky. I think there are a lot of cases that happen to perfectly healthy people, and they have really dire consequences. And so I don't know that that everybody just saying, oh, well, we'll open when there's a vaccine. No, I don't. You know, are we going to trust that? I mean, it's a nice idea, but is it going to really work? Do we know if it's going to work? Is it going to be tolerated by people? We don't know that. I mean, therapeutics to me and operating responsibly and pounding that message into people's head to be responsible and to get out there and to live their life and to focus on the development of therapeutics seems much more realistic than just hanging it all on a vaccine.
Yep.
But we're so unrealistic when it comes to the ramifications of this. Maybe time will tell, and maybe people will say a year down the pike or 2 years or 4 years or 5 years, whatever it is, that I was wrong and we did the right thing. I have that posting that I did not remove, nor was it removed from my Facebook page, looking at the history of this thing in terms of how it compares to other situations, what it's doing to the economy, and whether or not we're being practical, or do we have people thinking for themselves? I mean, thinking rationally and intelligently based on information. Well, we don't even know where to get the right information. It's been so skewed because of politics, ups and downs, sideways. My God.
There's so much fear-mongering. I mean,
yes.
I can't tell you. I went through it. could see my parents go through it. I spent 3 days crying that I had a ticking time bomb in me.
So here's the, remember we had seeds, was it last week, the week before, the unsolicited seeds from China, right?
Yep.
Showed up in mailboxes everywhere. What's happening to those? People are examining them. Some worry, some don't worry. So now, this week, what's coming from China? It should be, we should have a segment this week in Chinese whatever. So there's now, starting in cities in Texas, unsolicited mail from China that contains face masks. There are odd packages coming. I watched this report on a television station in Houston. This lady told a news guy, I saw this package with Chinese writing. And I didn't open it. I didn't order anything from China. So I brought the package inside, and she opened it like a dummy. And what was included was a face mask. But she thought it was kind of creepy because it didn't look... Huh?
Yeah, I would think that's creepy.
Right. So, I mean, I don't even... Why you would open it, not bring it. But she wanted to see what it was. Here's something that you'll enjoy with most people being able to work from home. There's a study that we talked about on the DJV program finds folks are working longer hours and being more productive. Kind of cool. We had that discussion on the DJV show. If you'd like to listen to it, it's our clip of the day at djvshow.com. And you can follow the whole program, as I say. It's kind of cool that we have the program that rebroadcasts all through the day, all of it, every day at djvshow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With the choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I think I need a little help here from either Jennifer or Victoria when it comes to Kane Brown, to whom we are listening at the moment on the DJV program. His rescue. He's telling a story of an adventure into the woods on his property that ended with him and some friends needing help to find their way home, which I find kind of interesting. He's 26 years old. He and a couple of friends decided to explore the land. They got lost, and after a lot of attempts to find their way back, they ended up having to call the police. When you have iPhones, have don't they have
tracking? Yeah, but read how he explains what really happened, because there were a lot of funny memes and a lot of stories making fun of him and people saying, well, how did you get lost on your own property? He just moved into the house.
Into the house, right. Got 30 acres, and then there's 3,000 acres around him. Kind of sounds like my neck of the woods here. Although I have,
that's how you know you're
acres.
Just you have too much property if you get lost. Right. On it. That doesn't happen in my yard.
No, God, no. I told my wife I wanted to go check out the property. I'll be back in a half an hour. He ventured out in his shorts and a T-shirt, along with his friend and his friend's girlfriend. 30 minutes turned into 3 hours. Started to rain, turned dark, dropped down to 40 degrees. He left his phone on the back of his truck where the group had departed, and his friend's phone was only 7% battery. Yeah, that's okay. So now I understand what you said, Victoria.
Yeah.
We used GPS to try to get back, but it kept taking us all around the cliffs, and you can't drive a four-wheeler down a cliff. That is the problem with the GPS. It's kind of doesn't take into account.
It's not topographical. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And so he said, I call my last resort, fellow musician Ryan Upchurch, who lives in the area. Upchurch and one of his friends found the group. Now three turned into five, and they were all lost.
Oh, no.
He had four of their friends riding around in his ATV, and they start getting shot at.
Yeah, somebody was shooting at them.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, like, hunters, maybe? I don't know.
It's weird.
They don't know who was shooting at them. But, yeah, so it was interesting. So they finally had to call the cops. The cops hear gunshots, too. They thought that Kane Brown's group was shooting at the cops, they had to yell with their arms up in the air, no, we're unarmed. I mean, it was a whole thing. And then Ryan Upchurch, who's the country singer who tried to rescue them, he went on social media and said, everyone needs to stop making light of this situation. This was actually really scary, and
yeah,
we were being shot at. So, yeah, that's why Kane Brown did this big interview, and he wanted to sort of set the record straight. Because everyone's like, how do you get lost in your own property? And, yeah, that does sound kind of funny,
that's
but he said it was a lot more than
that.
Story. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Victoria. 26 after the hour on the DJB show. All right. Let's see where Jennifer and Victoria and Doug and you move now into the world of Dan and Shay. Apparently, they've decided to reschedule the dates of their tour, the arena tour, so it's called. Now going to kick off in September of next year in Greenville, South Carolina. Tour stretches into early December, stops in New York City, Chicago, Salt Lake, Atlanta. The Grammy-winning duo wrote, thank you to our fans for being so patient while we work through the reschedule. What else are they going to do? Come on, that's a nonsensical statement. This one is interesting. So we're absolutely crushed it wasn't able to happen, but your safety is more important. All right, so they're saying the same thing everybody else does. A difficult decision, of course, but what are you going to do?
A lot of people are anxious to see these guys live, and they've become a real breakout.
How old
country.
Are they, these guys?
I don't know.
Pretty young.
They're
30, probably.
They're huge at this point. Yeah, and so the patience part is because their fans have been holding on to tickets. And so they weren't sure if they were going to cancel or if they were able to find these venues for next year. Because a lot of artists, think about it, every artist has already booked these venues for 2021. And, you know, these things
2021 is going to be a crazy
busy year.
These rescheduling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's a good one. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlique helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com. Sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Making her campaign debut, Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, Kamala Harris, announced what the Democrats plan to do if they win the election in November.
We'll create millions of jobs and fight climate change through a clean energy revolution. Bring back critical supply chains so the future is made in America. Build on the Affordable Care Act so everyone has the peace of mind that comes with health insurance. And finally, offer caregivers the dignity, the respect, and the pay they deserve.
The event took place at a high school nearby Biden's Delaware home. Supporters there cheered his pick.
Being a woman, a person of color, and younger, and also from California, right? I think she's going to motivate a lot of people who maybe would sit this one out.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
A multinational ride-hauling company may have to shut down in California. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Burke.
Uber says it will likely shut down its service in California if it's forced to classify its drivers as employees.
We comply by the laws, but if the judge and the court finds that we're not and they don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber until November.
Uber CEO Daria Khosrowshahi on MSNBC, he argues that the government should create a third way of classifying employees. A California court ruled Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as full-time employees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Union Pacific was forced to close railroad tracks within the area of the Grizzly Creek fire as the wildfire in Colorado continued to expand. Fire officials said that the Grizzly Creek fire has grown to 5,000 acres and spread to the bottom of the No Name Creek Canyon. In response to the growing blaze, Union Pacific was forced to close tracks in its Glenwood Springs subdivision. The closure forced both Union Pacific and Amtrak to reroute freight and passenger trains from the area. An Amtrak representative said the company was forced to turn back two trains and reroute them through Wyoming. Officials say they've frozen ticket sales so they don't have to do as much bus chartering as they might otherwise have to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, you're about to embark on another half hour of pleasant, pleasurable, important listening. I do say so myself to the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. How about this for a new slug line, ladies? The DJV show, better than you thought it was going to be.
Wow. Talk about setting the bar low.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Hey, it's kind of what, you know, it's what I can tell Republicans to stop doing. Republicans keep saying, oh, Joe Biden's going to be a disaster in the debates. I mean, if Joe Biden shows up and strings a sentence together, it's going to be like, you know, people are, I mean, when you set the bar too low.
Better than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah. So yeah. I would say, I guess we're winning.
You know what? The reason I say that, I was trying to be cute, yes, but I also was thinking about how comfortable we are in our own skins. That usually is up to the audience to decide. I've been told for a long time, McFadden was the first person to say this, that I was the most comfortable broadcaster that he'd ever heard or worked with. And maybe it's because I'm comfortable in my own skin. I know who I am. I know what my values are. I know how radio works. Kind of the same thing. I think the two of you, And I don't know whether it's because I didn't know Victoria before. I've known Jennifer most of her life, but I didn't know Victoria before. But I get the sense that the job maybe allows you, or the atmosphere, to be yourself. Or if it doesn't allow you to be yourself, then you aren't going to be yourself. But you two both are yourselves, whether it's because I encourage you to be yourself or that's just who you are, maybe a combination of both of those things. But you are, and that's why kind of it works. That's why the two of you work in conversation. It is who we are. You're not going to listen to some whitewashed
mask. I think if you're not willing to be vulnerable, you shouldn't be on radio. Because there are a lot of people who are like, Mr. Microphone.
And a lot of people.
Thank you, everybody.
It's a pukey voice announcer.
I think the only way that people will want to sit at the table with you is if you show them a side of yourself. And so I consciously try to do that with everybody in my life.
So
and
it's time for Wine Talk here on the DJV program with the two experts.
Too early for wine?
No. Well, what are you talking about?
Whether
get
you're
out of
whining
here.
About wine is spelled two different ways, W-I-N-E or W-H-Y-E or W-H-Y-N-E. We can whine about wine. So, Victoria has a wine story for you, Jennifer.
It's a wine trend, actually. It is sort of a quaint tradition with a very, very dark history. So centuries ago, let's go back to the bubonic plague, which was also known as the Black Death, which swept through Europe, killed one-third of the entire population at the time. It started in Asia, and then it made its way to Italy.
Started in China.
Exactly like, it's kind of crazy. Like, it's exactly what happened now. It went to Italy first after it left Asia, same as the Black Death. And then it spread north from there. So one of the leftover traditions was, you know, the Italians, they love their wine. They had things called buccette del vino, which was known as wine windows. This was something that was invented during the Black Death. They are these tiny little windows that are carved into the shops or the wineries and even beverage merchants. They would have them so that essentially you, in the 1600s, you would knock on the little wine window for service, and then a little hand would come out and hand you a glass of wine, and they'd shut the door. So that was how they were able to give people
like
wine.
A scene in Laugh-In.
Yeah, it's so that's how they were able to give people wine during the Black Death, because, you know, Italians obviously said, you know, smoke if you got them, and that's how a lot of people are now. Drink your way through the pandemic, which we've seen alcohol sales skyrocket. And so with alcohol sales skyrocketing, Italy has now reopened the wine windows, so much so that there is a wine window association. And on the website, it says everyone is confined to home for 2 months, and then the government permits a gradual reopening, which they're starting to do, you know, or they're in that process now in Italy. During this time, enterprising Florentine wine window owners have turned back the clock and are using their wine windows to dispense glasses of wine, cups of coffee, drinks, sandwiches, and ice cream, all germ-free and contactless. So now this tradition, which if you've ever been to Italy, there are pictures, or even if you haven't, you can see these pictures. They're really cute. They're in cafes. They're on the walls everywhere. And it might just look like this little antiquated decoration, but they actually serve a real purpose going all the way back to the Black Death. Now more than 150 wine windows in the Florence region have opened, and they're making their way to the Tuscan region, and people are getting smart about how can we continue our business and still serve customers. And so these things have popped open everywhere. And in a lot of the wine windows, they say, became defunct because many of the wooden ones were lost in floods in 1966. So they have rehabbed a lot of them. And now over in parts of America, people are taking a note from the Italians.
Yeah, how does it work? Wait, let's say you do it in your building, or Jennifer, I mean, we all live in self-standing homes here, so wouldn't it be more difficult for this to work? Over in Italy, they're all, most of Europe.
If you go to a merchant that isn't going to allow anyone into the store, like a lot of wine shops around me in New Jersey are doing curbside pickup, and they've kind of created these little takeout windows.
So let's go to
the wine window
at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's likes to sell wine, right?
That would work.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have a Okay, so I understand.
I think it's okay. So beyond wine windows, which developed, and I've read the articles about them resurging, I think one of the most interesting changes that has happened during shutdown is that in states where you were not able to take alcohol to go, now it's being encouraged, and many states are going to leave this as a rule. So if, let's say, you want to go to a Mexican restaurant and get enchiladas, you can take a margarita to go with you now. You never were able to do that before. And bring now it's booze. Like they're keeping
like New Orleans.
That. Yeah, exactly. That's the only place I can think of where you were actually allowed to take alcohol to go, because you could actually drink on the street there. Vegas, I think, you can take stuff with you, too.
In North Carolina and I think maybe Alabama, they have those brew-throughs, you know, where you can pick up. They have the drive-through.
Ohio has them. Florida
has. They have the drive-through daiquiri stands. And the way they get around it, they hand you a frozen daiquiri or whatever your drink of choice is in the drive-in, and they put a little piece of scotch tape over the straw, and then it's a closed
That'll
container.
Stop you.
That's how they get around it. Seriously. I've been there. It's wild.
Speaking of your drink of choice, let's talk about my drink of choice, and that's M-I-L-K milk. Dairy industry has a new, well, it's actually not new, but it is a familiar question. Remember the old ads for Got Milk?
Yeah.
6-7 years ago. It's back. Mm-hmm. Dairy industry, they call it the milk checkoff, is reviving the campaign, trying to boost milk. It's gotten a lot of good publicity during the pandemic. More people have been drinking milk, even though before the pandemic, milk sales have gone down. Mostly what they don't want to tell you, the behind the scenes of this, is that the milk is so bad. Consumers don't understand why it is so bad. The taste isn't there. It just seems like white water. But nobody knows why, because they don't get into what goes on. Dean Foods, owner and controller of about 75% of the fluid milk supply in our country, is in bankruptcy. Borden's in bankruptcy. Most of the large milk and dairy producers, not farmers, but producers, are in bankruptcy because of the quality of the stuff they're selling. People say, oh, no, it's because there's almond milk and soy milk and coconut
milk.
That is
a huge trend, though. Because I know lifelong dairy drinkers who now, for whatever reason,
but you went to that stuff because what you were drinking in your mind, the psychology of no taste. And no, the milk today doesn't have any taste, it doesn't have any smell, it has no value. Because it's all been everything, the stuff from these huge mega dairies with 5, 10, 15, 20 or more 1,000 cows. How do you get quality out of an industry that isn't really an industry? It's the family farm that had, well, when I was growing up as a kid, it had 14 Guernsey cows that got milked every day, and it went to the dairy. The milk, the cream was 4 inches thick on the top of the can. That was milk. Where's the cream today? It's like Clara Pella. Where's the beef? Where's the milk? And so they sowed the seeds of their own destruction. Now, however, since nobody could find anything on the shelves back in March and April, people are going back around to the farms to find out where the food is. And the resurgence of interest in produce on the farm and milk from the farm is really having a very big impact. And so now they want to sort of capitalize that. I don't even think these people understand what the trend is. They really don't. I don't think they get it at all. They still think that we need to sell milk that comes from these huge... you might as well be like a fire hose with white water coming out of it. I mean, that's all it is. But anyway, milk, the sale of milk up about 8%. And that's a good thing. And they're going to try to get you to buy milk. You know what? Fine if you want to do that. But go to your local, find somebody around you, a good dairy farmer that's maybe got a couple, 300 cows. He's milking them, and he's got his own little production facility so he can. The difference in, and I don't want to get off too much on my toot here, but the difference in the quality of the milk that comes out of a smaller dairy, if a farmer is able to have his own, or sometimes a little co-op, four or five dairies get together, a couple of thousand cows, and they do the production themselves. That is, they have their own bottle washer, they have a bottler, They have a pasteurizer, but the difference in the pasteurizers in the smaller dairies, they actually have a heated tank that is at 180 degrees. They heat the milk for just the amount of time it takes to get rid of the bacteria.
Isn't that what they call flash pasteurization?
Yes. Well, no. The most recent American Family Farmer show is a conversation I had with a former NFL player, Jason Brown, who has, this was a good conversation, Victoria. He's got a 1,000-acre farm down in North Carolina. And
he quit the NFL and raises all this produce and has donated all of it to food banks.
Gives it all
really
away.
Incredible guy.
It's a good story. So if you want to hear that story or other things that pertain to the farm, food, and your family, check it out every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Automotive expert and car enthusiast James Bell of Kia shares his pick for the best family car and why now is a great time to buy a new car.
Midsize sedans are comfortable and spacious, making them a great choice for a family car. The all-new Kia K5 features a beautiful infotainment display and voice command system to help keep the driver's eyes on the road. It also comes standard with a full selection of safety systems, all adding up to keeping families safe. With a choice of two powerful turbocharged engines, you'll also have fun driving this sporty sedan no matter where you're headed.
It's a smart time to buy a new car.
Dealerships are very eager to sell vehicles right now. Look for low interest and 0% financing deals. A 0% long-term loan can add up to big savings over time. There's lots of special offers out there, so keep your eye out for cashback incentives. If you prefer to lease, you can find very low monthly payments.
To learn more, visit your local Kia dealership or go to kia.com/K5.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
53 past the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Dr. Angela Lamb. We have something in common. We both love skin. And so we are going to talk about her skin, my skin, your skin. There is a skin wellness summit that's going on. This looks like a kind of a groundbreaking event, Dr. Lamb. It's happening this week. What will happen at the skin wellness summit?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Doug. And you're right, I do love skin, which is why I'm so excited to be a part of the Skin Wellness Summit. This is co-sponsored by Aveeno and Neutrogena. We're going to have 3 days of live streaming, August 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's going to feature me, a dermatologist, celebrities, skin wellness experts, and we're going to give you some good tips about how to keep your skin, which is your largest organ, nice and safe and healthy.
All right, time for us to cheat. I want some of those tips before the summit. I want some of the people listening to this program to have at least a few takeaways from what they could expect. If you know, you can go to amazon.com/skin wellness and get admission. It doesn't cost you anything anyway. One of the things you've just acknowledged is something very important for people to understand. It is your largest organ. And so when people expose themselves, do we need to explain a little bit, Dr. Lamb, as to how what you put on your skin gets into your system?
Absolutely. So, I mean, you're spot on. I'm going to give you some good previews to hopefully lure you to watch. But, you know, with the things that get into your skin, we don't have a ton of evidence that anything that absorbs through the skin actually can create harm. But certainly, yes, sunscreens placed on multiple times a day on large surface areas can absorb and have been found in the bloodstream. But we've done a lot of research, and here's what I would say. We know for 100% sure that sun causes skin cancer, and we just don't have a ton of evidence that the things that we're putting on our skin in small amounts cause any problems. So I would encourage folks to be mindful, put on your sunscreen, reapply for other things like moisturizers. You know, these two brands, Aveeno and Neutrogena, are very science-based and backed and have done extensive research to make sure that what you're putting on in their lines is very safe.
You know, one of the things that I've always sort of found quizzical, Dr. Lamb, is the relationship to the sun, vitamin D, and protecting ourselves from the sun, and still being able to get vitamin D, which is something that we need, really, we need, it's important for our well-being to have vitamin D. So is there something in your dermatological expertise that helps people understand, yep, you got to get as much vitamin D into your system as possible, but you got to protect your skin?
Absolutely. So I think you can find a great happy medium. So first, because especially in the winter, it can be hard, even if you are getting a lot of sun exposure because the sun, you're not out at the time it's high. So I tell people just cover yourself with a good vitamin D supplement. So you want to take supplements every day just so you're covered, regardless of your lifestyle, the area of the country you live in, or how long you're going to be outside. But the best happy medium I tell patients is, you know, make sure you're really hitting your face. That's the area that's going to get the most exposure. And if you are very concerned about the natural vitamin D you're getting, you know, walking around for about 10, 15 minutes, the amount of sun that actually hits your hands and arms, which most people on an average day don't put sunscreen on, that's going to give you that natural sunscreen that you need. Excuse me, the natural vitamin D that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I have a farmer tan. If you were looking at me now, my face is all bronze and my arms are bronze. But my legs look like they just came out of a snowstorm. And so one wonders about whether I should be doing something different for that which is exposed versus that which is not exposed.
Absolutely. So if you have a farmer tan, so that means you probably are out longer than 10, 15 minutes a day. If you really have a farmer tan, you're probably getting too much sun. You're a person that should be applying the sunscreen on the arms and legs because you're not just getting that little bit you need for the vitamin D. Here's what I say is a really interesting study. You know, the one community that's very light-skinned, which is prone to to skin cancer, who does not also get skin cancer, are the Amish because they spend a ton of time outside. So they are light-skinned. Ton of time outside, but you know what they do? They wear hats, they wear long clothes, and so they actually don't get a ton of skin cancer. So, you know, that's the best community of folks that I always tell people to look for, that you can be fair, spend a lot of time outside, and still not be at risk for skin cancer if you really protect yourself properly.
All right, lots of helpful information. Dr. Lamb is the director of the Westside Mount Sinai Dermatological Faculty Practice and a professor of dermatology there. Again, the Skin Wellness Summit. Go to amazon.com/skinwellness to sign up for the event, which is taking place this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Dr. Lamb, a pleasure. Good to have you here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Doug. Really appreciate it.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.